Seahawks offensive line. What have you seen from them on tape?
Yeah, big, athletic, aggressive in a running game. You know, the thing that's really tough is they have different backs, Aaron, and I think different types of backs, and that's going to be something that's a big challenge for us. You know, they go from, you know, whether it's, you know, Eddie Lacy, and then all of a sudden you got this McKissick in there who's an excellent player but very different than Eddie Lacy. And, you know, their line understands who they're blocking for too. So it's a big challenge. But their line is athletic, tough. I mean, Odey's up there. I mean, Odey's a tough guy. We had Odey here. He's a good, tough player. So, you know, we know what we're up against there. Yeah, I mean, you know, look, I think pursuit angles are relative to the play being run. You know, the pursuit of a run that's away from you down the line where maybe you're not being blocked, how do you pursue that relative to a throw that's down the field, you know, where you're chasing and trying to catch up to it? The thing that he does a great job of is he plays very hard. He's hard to handle because of how hard he plays on Sundays, and that's been the key for him, and that's what has to continue. And I know it will continue. It's him being healthy and him continuing to play at that level of effort is going to be big for us.
Have you noticed that teams have been playing him differently without JJ?
You know, not really. It's hard to play. It's hard to do that against us, Sarah, I think, because I think we're a multiple defense. You know, we line up in different fronts. You know, we have a base defense. We have, you know, a big nickel, a little nickel, you know, we have dime. We have a lot of different ways to line up, a lot of different fronts. So I don't know I think it would be difficult to just try to locate him on every play because he's not in the same spot all the time.
How valuable is that then to have someone like that?
Very valuable. I mean, that's the thing about JD is when we drafted him, you know, if you remember back to then, you know, we started him out as a Sam linebacker in a 3-4 defense, and then he was a rush defensive end in a 4-down scheme. He could do both things. He could drop into pass coverage. He could rush the passer. He could rush up inside. Last year we played him at inside tackle. You know, we played him inside. I mean, so he's done a lot of different things for us. And that's a, you know, that for us, you guys have heard that for a few years now is, you know, we really value the versatility of the player.
Speaking of offensive line play, how big has Nick been for you guys this season? I think when people talk about premium positions in the NFL and on the offensive line, there's a lot of focus on left tackle. But how important has he been, and how important do you think the center position is?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the center position is so important, especially to us with the communication that he leads up front in the running game. It starts with the quarterback, and then it goes to him, and he solidifies it all, if that makes sense, in the running game, in the passing game, protections, all the different things that we do. So he's a really bright guy. He's very tough, very strong. You know, it was unfortunate that he got hurt last year, but he learned a lot last year, if that makes sense, in the meetings and things like that. Look, left tackle's a premier position in this league because you're blocking for a right-handed quarterback in most systems and you're blocking the blind side, you know. So I think that's a huge position in this league, and it always will be. But center is just as valuable, in my opinion. Center is very valuable.
The way that the Seahawks have been able to sustain what they've had for
– That's $500, Johnny.
The way that the Seahawks have been able to sustain what they've had with Pete and Russell, you know, they've had double-digit wins every year since 2012. They haven't exited a playoff without at least winning a playoff game. How impressive do you find that in a salary cap league and, you know, with everything else that goes on?
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's calling it impressive is probably shortchanging it. You know, it's so hard to do that in this league. And it's like I was saying the other day on Monday, you know, it's a big challenge for us. You know, they, you know, Coach Carroll's done it at every level. You know, he's done it at this level. He's done it at the college level. He's been coaching for a long time. You know, all of us that were coming up in this profession at a certain point in time, you know, we looked up to certain guys, and he was one of them. You know, he's been doing it for a long time. He's a winner. He creates an atmosphere of competition in his program, and they do a great job. They bring players in that really fit the vision that they want for their team, and those players execute at a high level. And you know, he's led a great program there, and you know, they're a winner. They're a winning program, and you know, we know the challenge that we're up against, but you know, we feel good about the week we've had, and we're excited about the challenge. But we know that it's going to be a big. Big undertaking on our part when we go there to Seattle because it's a tough place to play.
You're a little off topic, but what were your thoughts on
last night's World Series
game? Man, I mean, I was here with the staff and we were game planning, but we have a TV in the corner of our offensive staff room. We had it on and then to think about what they did, I mean, it's got to be one of the top five World Series games of all time, you know, to hit that many home runs and extra innings. And, you know, it was great to see those guys come through like that. You know, it was just an awesome, awesome deal. Verlander's he's just a warrior. And I know it's a travel day today, so they'll be back at it tomorrow in Houston. And I know that place will be rocking. So we're so supportive of them. I think it's great for the city. Anytime you have a team rolling towards the championship, it's great for a city. Yeah, it's hard. I mean, Sarah, it's really hard. You know, it's up front, it's like I said, it's all three levels. You know, there's really no weakness to their defense. You know, it's Bennett, it's Clark up front. Now they just signed Freeney, and then you have the second level where you have Bobby Wagner in the middle, and then obviously in the secondary with Chancellor and Earl and Richard Sherman. I mean, those guys are playing at a high level, and it's going to be hard. You know, we've got to do it. I know this sounds cliche-ish, but it's not. It's one play at a time. It's focusing on your job, trying to, eliminate distractions and just keep it simple. Keep it simple in your mind and try to play fast and play smart, and that's what we have to do. We have to try to string plays together, which is hard to do and against their defense, but that's what we have to do. Yeah, you know, look, I just told the rookies the other day, I'm going to reiterate it to them tomorrow. They're really no longer rookies. You know, they've played a lot of football. They've been in OTAs and training camp, preseason games, and now the guys that have played a lot have been in six games. So it's time to, you know, really ramp it up, because this is the time of the year where you really have to be starting to, you know, reach your peak. You know, you have to start really making that climb. And so everybody needs to be playing at a high level. Yeah, the big thing is conditioning, John, because like you said, I mean, he's a 10-year vet. He's a Pro Bowler. He's a special player. I mean, so like, you know, the big thing is conditioning. The next thing is for him in his own mind. You know, how does he feel about where he's at from a technique standpoint? You know, that's why being in full pads yesterday was important, because it's important for everybody, but for a guy like him, it's really important to test kind of where he's at. You know, he just hasn't played football in a while, so. I think it's for the coaches, it's more about conditioning, getting him up to speed on what we're doing offensively, because it's different than what we've done when he was here before. And then it's for him in his own mind. Does he feel, you know, does he feel technique-wise and that and conditioning-wise that he'd be ready to go? So, you know, we'll talk more about it throughout the week. Say that again, John. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's different in the fact that, you know, when you're rehabbing from an injury and, you know, it's different. You know, I think with this one, he was working out a lot. I mean, I know he was, I know people that he was working out with. I mean, he was working out a lot. We knew he was going to be in good condition strength-wise and cardiovascular-wise, he was going to be in real good condition. So, you know, I think it's a big difference. I think when you're injured like that, you're not really able to work out like he was this past, you know, time that he was out. So I think he came in and passed our conditioning test, which isn't easy to do, and he looks to be in great condition. So I think it's really in his own mind, where does he feel like he's at? And that's what we're reaching as we head towards Sunday. We're trying to reach that, you know, that determining factor to see if he can play or not.
I guess the circumstances are a little different, but incidentally with Seattle, Walter Jones held out for three straight years, that season ended up making the Pro Bowl, played really, really well. Is there something about that position, in particular left tackle, that you think if you've got experience and if you've got talent that you can figure it out quicker than maybe another position?
I think that, like, I don't want to stand up here and tell you that I vote for guys holding out. I can tell you that. I'd like for everybody to be here right from the start, but I do think when really talented guys who have played a lot of football at that position, I think there's somewhat of a, it's like riding a bike type deal where, it's more about conditioning and getting back into contact speed than it is trying to relearn the position. I don't think they're going to be relearning the position when they've been doing it for 9-10 years. I think it's more about getting used to the conditioning level that it takes to play in full pads and get hit on every, you know, it's like I always say for linemen, it's like 75, 80 car crashes per game. I mean, it's tough. You know, they're getting hit on every play. It's not like playing receiver. So, you know, I think it's more about that than it is relearning the position.